Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about depression relief and mind control. Now, magic mushrooms have been shown to relieve depression, but they also have been shown to reset the mind so that you can think different thoughts. When you get lost in your thoughts, depressed people think depressing thoughts a lot. Happy people, happy thoughts. Engineers think about engineering and how things fit together. And that's how their brains are just... A really good engineer thinks about that all the time. A really good mathematician thinks about math all the time. A chemist thinks about chemistry all the time. Well, you get locked in these mindsets and your brain keeps going in that direction. Well, if you take a magic mushroom and you sit in a room and it's filled with a particular imagery, that imagery is going to reset your mind so that then you think in those images for a long period of time after that. So let's say you decide you want to become a car mechanic. You take pictures of cars, internal blow-ups of how a car engine is put together, how the drivetrain works. Without, you could have the words on it, but when you're high, especially on magic mushrooms, you can't read, or it's very, very difficult to read. So the pictures is the most important thing. The imagery is important, not the words. So you see how the various mechanics fit together, and your brain will be able to take those images and manipulate them and put them together. But getting images of words translated in your brain into actual words, that's a more complicated and difficult process. So you put up imageries of various types of cars, various types of engines, various drivetrains, how the brakes work, etc. And you cover the walls with that. You make the limit accommodations inside very, very simple. And you take a magic mushroom, sit in that room, and look at it, absorb that, and it will reset your brain. And you will start thinking about that more and more. And if you continue to think about it, if you don't fight against it, if you work with it, you want to become a mechanic, you start studying your books, your brain will reset and form those images, and you will become a great car mechanic, or a great small engine repairman, or a great et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's so much you can do, and it'd be worth it. Go for it. Run with it. Make things better. Now, relieving depression, that's a start. But a depressed person, if they've got a job, put those job images up there. Put up interpersonal images. Put up things, religious images, so the person becomes more religious. However you want to fix what's wrong with your brain, that's the imagery you want to put up. So you can not only relieve depression, but also change your brain. Now, magic mushrooms, very useful for relieving depression, but they don't have to have depression to use it to reset your brain. You take a troubled youth who's been getting in a lot of trouble lately, and do the mechanic thing with them, or the math thing, or the chemistry, etc. You make them really interested in a subject and encourage them to keep going and study and become a pharmacist or a chemist or a biologist or whatever-ist. You can reset people's lives. Now, because depression is such a problem in the country, and we find something that helps treat depression, it becomes a big news story, it becomes a big thing. But the underlying thing that it resets your brain, making you a better whatever, I think is the most important part of this. Let's use magic mushrooms to simply change people to make them more what they want to be. Because realistically, you should check with the person. Say, hey, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be an astronaut. Well, what type of astronaut? Astronauts go up in space, yes. But some of them go up there to conduct scientific experiments in chemistry, and some in biology, and some in engineering, and some are pilots. Do you want to become a specialized pilot? I mean, get your ducks in a row, life goals, how to get there, and change the mind, change your habits. And speaking of habits, it's one of the biggest habits we should get our kids away from, which I never really thought to do years and years ago, was get away from TV, get away from the Facebook, the entertainment world, because that is time that is wasted that could be used to actually make people's lives better. You can make your life a whole lot better if you're not wasting your time watching TV. And it is a waste of time. But that's a whole other topic. We'll get into that another day. But yes, today's topic, magic mushrooms and mind control. Now, if you have any more questions on that, I've covered this in a few other podcasts. And, of course, if you can figure out how to contact me, and I'll talk your ear off on any subject. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.